On Sunday, the Egyptian Foreign Ministry informed international activists planning to enter Gaza for a march that its border with the Palestinian territory would be closed. Citing a sensitive situation, Egypt cautioned that activists defying the closing would face the enforcement of its laws. Organizers of the International Gaza Freedom March, set to take place on New Year's Eve, have responded to the Egyptian government by publicly restating their intention to break the siege. Nearly 1,400 activists from over 42 countries have already pledged to travel to Cairo en route to the war-devastated Palestinian territory in an effort aimed at commemorating the one-year anniversary of the Israeli assault on Gaza and demanding an end to the ongoing blockade. Delegates include the Pulitzer Prize-winning author Alice Walker, the Filipino Member of Parliament and anti-globalization activist Walden Bello, and 85-year-old Holocaust survivor Hedy Epstein. Once inside Gaza, participants plan to join in solidarity with Gazans in a march to the Erez-Israeli border. On the Israeli side, Palestinians and Jews will also be gathering in the call to end the siege. Events in solidarity with the march, conceived in the spirit of nonviolence, have been organized worldwide as well as locally here in Southern California. In addition, a contingent of Los Angeles-based activists set to travel to Gaza is making final preparations today before embarking. Joining me in studio this morning is Shay Popovich. She's an actor and the associate director of the Office of the Americas, and on the phone, Nan Withington, who's a Palestinian rights activist, and both are local participants in the Gaza Freedom March. Welcome to Uprising, Shay and Nan.
Thank you, Sonali.
Shay, let me start with you. You were in Gaza last May. What is the aftermath of the war like on the ground? And I should say that there has been a major report that was just put out today by 16 human rights groups, including Amnesty International and Oxfam, that has announced that they think the world has betrayed Gaza civilians by failing to end the blockade which came before the war. What did Gaza look like in May?
A war zone. We traveled from the north to the south border of Gaza, and everywhere we went, there was major destruction. People in Jabalia were living in tents. Thousands and thousands of people were living in tents. The situation has not changed at all. As many of the delegates that are going on this peace delegation know, there has been no supplies brought in. They can't construct any of the buildings, any of the homes. Nothing has happened since we've been there because the Israeli government and the Egyptian government is not allowing any cement, wood, building supplies of any kind. And what the people are having to rely on is smuggling supplies through the tunnel, which are not even, you know, major supplies. It's just day-to-day supplies like diapers and cans of food and things like that. So it's a war zone and nothing has happened and the people there are suffering and they are trapped.
Some have characterized it as the world's largest prison, and I also understand that the government of Egypt is now undertaking an effort with the support of the U.S. to close off the tunnels underground as well. I want to turn to Nan Withington. What is your motivation for joining this march? You've been a longtime pro-Palestinian activist. Why is this particular effort on New Year's Eve important?
Well, there is a slow genocide going on in Palestine, and it is heartening that so many people from all around the world now realize what's going on and are joining hands to try to do something, since everything is blocked by United States support of what Israel is doing. So the UN seems to be helpless. International laws are being flouted. And so we, the people, have to step to the plate and go and say, no, we're not going to allow this to happen. Genocide is the deliberate and systematic destruction in whole or in part of an ethnic, racial, religious, or a national group. Genocide is going on in Gaza, and we can't stand by and allow it to happen. Now, the Goldstone Report said that this attack was deliberately disproportionate, designed to punish, humiliate, and terrorize a civilian population. And your other guest has described exactly that situation there, that people are being starved, their water plants have been bombed, They're not allowed gas even to cook and heat their homes, those few homes that are left and not bombed. So I'm just honored to go with these people and at least be there as a presence saying, no, we're not going to allow this genocide to continue, and we are going to see if the siege is lifted by our presence, and that's what we hope we can do.
Well, there are a number of high-profile activists, writers and thinkers, as well as many ordinary people from around the world that are heading to Gaza for New Year's Eve for this march. But the challenge is, I understand the plan, Shay, is to march from northern Gaza to the Israeli border. But first, you have to actually get inside Gaza. That's where the challenge lies. And as I mentioned, the government of Egypt is now saying that they're not going to open their border. Gaza civilian society is waiting for you, however, in Gaza. They're waiting for you. They've made preparations for the march, right?
Yes, and this is not the first time that this has happened. I'm traveling. There's an umbrella group of individuals that are traveling. I'm traveling. I happen to be traveling with Code Pink, mm-hmm. Women for Peace.
One of the groups that's organizing this, yeah.
Yes, and this is not the first time that the Egyptian government has said no to letting us in. So we are prepared for that. We are prepared to get to the Rafah border and whatever it takes to hold candlelight vigils, to pressure our governments, to pressure international governments, to let the world know that we are not leaving and that we are determined to get in.
What are the preparations, Nan, that you know that's happening in Gaza?
Can I say this,
yes,
Sonali, to the listeners? We are trying to get everyone to send emails or call to put pressure on Cairo to allow us in. So can I give an email
please,
address?
Please, yes.
The Palestine Division of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This is who you would send an email to. Ahmed Azam, ahmed@mfa.gov.eg. Please, all of you, send your message, just short, saying that you think the Egyptian government has no right to stop us from entering into Gaza, just to be in solidarity with the Palestinians. The other place you can contact is the Egyptian embassy, and the phone number is 202-895-5400. Or you can email the embassy, and you would email Omar Youssef, all one word, Omar, OmarYousseff, @hotmail.com. And I urge all the listeners to contact these two places and protest and in a gentlemanly way, and ask them to allow us to come into Gaza.
Let me repeat that information. Ahmed Azam at mfa.gov.eg, ahmed.azam@mfa.gov.eg. Phone number to the Egyptian embassy, 202-895-5400, and the email address to the, I believe, what, the ambassador or the consul general is omaryousseff@hotmail.com. Omar, OmarYousseff@hotmail.com. And we'll post that on our website later today if you happen to be driving and can't get that information. Our website is kpfk.org/uprising. Well, Shay Popovich, I understand that the march has been essentially designed in the spirit of Gandhian nonviolence, Gandhi's salt marches, Nelson Mandela's nonviolent demonstrations and his a protest against apartheid. And of course, the Mandela analogy is fitting here, given that many are calling what's happening in Palestine an apartheid.
Yes. And I don't know if people are aware, but as you mentioned earlier in the program, there are 42 countries participating in this international delegation, just over 1,300 people from all around the world. And we just want to know that, you know, let the people of Gaza know that the international community is behind them, that we have not forgotten them. And we are expected to meet approximately 50,000 Palestinians to march with us from northern Gaza to the border of Israel, to the Erez border. And there we will be met by Israeli and Palestinian activists on the other side. And in a show of solidarity, we plan and hope to release kites and balloons and to let the people know that they have not been forgotten and that we are doing as much as we can to bring worldwide attention to this humanitarian crisis.
I understand representatives of all aspects of civil society, including students, professors, refugee groups, unions, women's organizations and NGOs are busy organizing inside Gaza. They estimate that at least 50,000 Palestinians will participate, and people from different sectors will march in their uniforms, fishermen, doctors, students, farmers, local Palestinian rappers, hip-hop bands, and other dancers will perform on mobile stages. So people are certainly getting excited. What does it mean, Nan Whittington, what does it mean for the people of Gaza that the world hasn't forgotten, that people are paying attention?
Well, you can imagine if you lived under that situation where it seems that the whole world has turned its back on you and you are even being demonized as terrorists when you are the ones who have been displaced time and again. The people in Gaza are refugees, most of them, about 80% of them, from other wars of expansion of Israel in 1967 and 1948, when my husband was expelled from his homeland in Jaffa, and this wave of being pushed out. And then you are in this little enclave. You have no means to get out. Israel controls the borders, the airspace. Even the fishing boats can't go out very far and get shot at. And so there you are. And this, it's, you know, people have likened it to the Warsaw Ghetto. And so when we come from all over the world to tell them, no, you're not forgotten, and we care, and we know this is wrong, and this is against international law. Of course, it's very heartening for them, as it is heartening for us to do this.
And tell us a little bit more about your own history in the Palestinian rights movement. Tell us more about your husband.
Well, he and his family were, if you've read Ilan Pappé's book, The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, which I do urge listeners to read, it will tell you exactly what happened to the population of Palestine, that they were brutally expelled. There were a number of massacres, and he and his family fled. They had orange groves. They were.
This is your husband.
Yes, my husband. And so they scattered. One brother went to Saudi Arabia. One brother went to Iraq. He went to Jordan, and they were not reunited for many years. He's the only one that came to this country and went to school where I met him. And, you know, he's never been back to Palestine since 1948. Mm. So it's a story that Palestinians all can tell you. It's very heartbreaking. And I have for many years tried to tell the story of Palestine. In fact, even back in the right after the Six-Day War, I was saying to different religious groups, you know, that I've never supported racial apartheid, and none of us have, and why would we support religious apartheid in the Holy Land? So people now, even President Carter has named it what it is. It's religious apartheid in Palestine, and the world just has to, people of the world, are the ones that are going to have to move because the governments are not doing it.
My guests are Nan Whittington and also Shay Popovich. Shay, tell us about what's happening here in Los Angeles in solidarity with those who are traveling to Gaza and those in Gaza themselves.
Mm-hmm. Actually, if people would like, they can go to GazaFreedomMarch.org, GazaFreedomMarch.org, excuse me, and they can click on Solidarity Actions, and there they will find a list of actions that are going on not only in Los Angeles but all over the world. Some of them will occur on the actual anniversary of the siege, which is December the 27th. Others will follow a couple of days later, December 31st, to mark a simultaneous action with those of us that are traveling to Gaza. But that will give them an idea of what is going on, and they can click on the link there and be able to participate in. There will be something going on at the Israeli consulate here in Los Angeles on Wilshire Boulevard. I'm not exactly sure what date that will be, but if they go to that site, they will be able to do that. And so there will be all kinds of events and actions going on at the same time.
And that's GazaFreedomMarch.org. There's a number of events. I'm looking at the site right now. There's, in fact, on the 30th, going to be a vigil at Disneyland, the Los Angeles Solidarity Action. And then on the 28th, that's just next week, a vigil for Gaza at 6380 Wilshire Boulevard. I believe that's probably the Israeli embassy or consulate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
6380 Wilshire Boulevard. Again, the website is GazaFreedomMarch.org. Well, I want to wish the two of you best of luck. And so the two of you are going to be here in Southern California? Or are you going to the march itself?
I leave Christmas night for the Gaza Freedom March.
So you're flying to Cairo?
I will fly into Cairo, yes.
And Nan, you're also doing the same?
I'm leaving from Santa Barbara at noon on Christmas, and we'll see her in Cairo. 2:30 in the morning.
Yes, I will see you there.
Best of luck to the two of you, and we'll certainly try to stay informed about what happens at the Cairo-Gaza border. Shay Popovich is Associate Director of the Office of the Americas, Nan Withington, longtime Palestinian rights activist, both of them locally from Southern California and going to be part of the Gaza Freedom March New Year's Eve in Gaza, if they can make it across the Egyptian border. Shay and Nan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Sonali.
Everybody call, please, those two numbers.
And if you were listening to Nan Withington giving out the phone number, I understand our signal had a brief hiccup. Our KPFK signal briefly got lost while Nan was giving out the phone numbers and email addresses to the Egyptian authorities to urge them to open the border. If you missed that, please do check our website at kpfk.org/uprising after 10 a.m. All of that will be online as well. And you can check out GazaFreedomMarch.org for information about local actions.